You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight. The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They doink their way to the divisional round! Unbelievable!
Good moments. Wow. That's the beauty about sound, video, being able to reenact moments. No matter how long ago it was or where you were, you can generate that enthusiasm as we reflect on 2025. And the question is, what was your greatest moment in 2025 as we turn the page? It's pretty hard to beat that one, gentlemen. That was a good one. The question is, how many of these won't involve the Commanders? That would be the question. How many of these will not include the Commanders? Because mine certainly does. And the excitement that was brought out during that time. So I'll go to our panel before we go out and involve the listeners in it. And so I'll say, Darius, for you, what was that moment, if you're allowed to share that with us?
So, of course, it would involve the Commanders. And I would say it's when we beat the Lions. I mean, the Lions were the number one seed.
Yeah.
They were favorited by a ton.
Yeah.
All the analysts said that the Commanders had no chance walking into Detroit in that hostile environment.
Agreed.
That playoff-hungry, championship-hungry city.
Agreed.
Who hasn't seen anything, successful in years. And here they have this monstrous Lions team that's ready to beat down on the Commanders, and boom, we just went up there and put up 45 points like it was nothing. It was just walking up and down the field, drive after drive, defense actually getting stops and getting interceptions off of Jarrett turnover Goff. It was unbelievable. I've never, in my time being a Washington football fan, I've just never experienced anything like that, of that magnitude in the playoffs. In my time as a fan, and it just was a moment I'll never forget. You know, obviously what happened the following week wasn't ideal, but we don't need to talk about that because we're talking about the best moments of 2025.
Yeah, the best. We didn't ask for everything. We asked for the best, and so we appreciate that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the Grant and Danny Show. DOC and Toby. Toby's still working some contractual things out with Virginia Tech, getting it done as they're balling, trying to be victorious. And we'll put the blame, win or loss, on Toby, okay? And he'll have no excuses for it. Squad to Woodbridge, Virginia. Dave is on the line. Dave, what say you?
Hey, Doc. By the way, you're doing a great job taking over. It's been a pleasure listening to y'all.
We appreciate it. I got a big staff, man. I got a huge staff behind me. Yeah.
No, I gotta agree with Darius. On paper, in my heart, okay, in my heart, OB breaking the record is a bigger deal than us going to Detroit. Okay?
I agree.
I'm just gonna say that point blank. Period. That's a bigger deal on paper, okay. But I'm gonna tell you this: in my 39 years of life on this planet, I was out at the bars with my best friends during that Lions Commanders game.
Yeah.
And I remember leaving the bar that night and going, "That might be the greatest night I've ever had out with my friends ever."
Yeah,
watching them not only win the game but put up the amount of points they did, it was nonstop scoring, nonstop drinking, maybe greatest night of my life.
Yeah, and I can understand it. The feeling is unbelievable. Ovi setting the record is great, but I think we put playoff victories ahead of almost all individual accomplishments unless it leads to, quote, a cup. If it's in that qualifying period, and a championship is tied in with the individual success. So don't feel ashamed. Don't be bothered that you can't tie it all together. Just let it flow because it's your personal feeling. It doesn't have to be right. It's got to be what was real for you. I don't know when I won't remember that moment. And it's amplified now because now, you know, we're trending in horse manure. So, of course, it amplifies it. But I don't think anybody should lose that moment, lose that feeling, because not everybody's able to get to that point. Richmond, Virginia is our next stop. Doyle, welcome to G&D. What's happening?
Hello, fellas. If I'd have been had to be thinking 24 season, I would have came up with something from the playoffs in the NFL. But I called in and told him it was $8.95. That was the moment.
Yeah, Ovi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than stuff like that, unfortunately, we didn't have enough of them.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. Hey, man, it's yours. You can pick. Don't feel that you know, don't feel slighted. That's the beauty of it. $8.95, it's, having Gretzky, I'll never forget seeing our guys smoking Al Koken and Gretz. Just our whole crew. The intimacy that we have with our crew is it's real. And that was a moment and that happened in the midst of the Commander's success, all of that going on. So it's maybe, I don't think it's be an argument if you say the greatest athlete in the DMV, his accomplishments, I don't think anybody's close to that. And because they have kissed the cup, he qualifies, for in my opinion, this absolute badass. Because not only has he individually been able to be a record setter, but he's a champion. And he's been able to kiss that cup. And I'll never forget him screaming with that cup. I'll never forget that parade being downtown. The moments that that team and the joy, they lit up every bar in the DMV with their run. And I don't know if anything other than burgundy and gold pigskin purity even has a chance to get close to that. And they did it. They didn't just talk about it. They did it. And that is interesting. And something that we can all, as we reflect back and go, moments, 2025, what was number one? What is the one you bragged about? What was your brag, that moment you were able to just brag and say, that's the moment that I absolutely adored, and it sent me to a new height. And Anthony, we have been doing some things together with Burgundy and Gold today, and we reflected on some of those things yesterday. Being in this environment, has it forced you to change your mind?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
This
can be a little intimidating now.
Nah, you're right.
You know, when you're in a room there with two legends.
I think yesterday we touched on, you know, things we're looking forward to in 2026. We didn't do too much reflection on the year 2025.
That's a good point.
But now that I am thinking about it, I'm going to have to, like, still dare his thunder. That win over the Lions was – I've never felt that way just because
– How could you?
Exactly. I've never experienced it, dog.
Yeah, how could you?
In my 29 young years of life, we had, you know, not sniffed in the NFC title game. Also, going against the number one seed in the NFC last year, like, for us to go out there and dominate them, I thought we were going to get blown out. So the fact that we were able to
– Holy Slim.
Yeah.
You didn't say lose.
Yeah.
You thought we were about to be abused.
Yes. Yes. That Lions offense was clicking on all cylinders. They were running the ball on whoever they wanted to. Jared Goff didn't look like a shell of himself. But, yeah, for us to go out there and do what we did, like, I didn't have that on my bingo card. You know, I was sitting on the edge of my couch the entire time. Until the clock hit four zeros, I was not confident that we were going to pull that game out. But, you know, we prevailed, and that was the highlight of my 2025 DC Sports calendar.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, I mean, you sound apologetic. You don't have to be. I mean, I get it. I mean, you guys get him? He's like, I think, and again, had Ovi continued this throughout the playoffs and they not run into that buzzsaw in Florida, I think maybe we all would feel a little different about it. But it's kind of hard when you've been as dormant as this program was and then following the excitement that Detroit had put together. I mean, they might be on the verge of missing a window of opportunity. Maybe. I don't know. But who got closer? I still can remember the disappointment in the game. I think they let slip away in San Francisco. That champion, I thought that was theirs. But of all that we talk about, and eventually we will get to, like that team of the season, this season, which is not ours, but who's done the best job? Right now, who is going to propel themselves into the winner's circle? Because right now, we got a lot of things going well, but who's the team? I thought the Rams, you asked me the question the other day. You said, who's the best team in the NFC? I didn't stutter. I said, the Rams. And then they go out. And Atlanta, which is interesting, any team that runs a ball with the running game has a back. It's interesting. They won the game. The Rams threw up all over themselves, three turnovers, and lost a squeaker. It does not change what I felt. I still believe that the Rams, putting it together, are strong at the pressure points that you have to be. Kevin out in Arlington, he may not agree with me, but he's got the guts to step up to the plate. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Doc. Happy New Year. On that point, the Rams, to me, they lost the other night. But, you know, when they lose, it's barely. And I think they have the most complete team, and they've been there before.
I agree.
And I believe, you know, this cements, if they go all the way, Matthew Stafford's place in camp.
Yeah, placing can, but how about MVP? Is he MVP?
I think so, because I think as great a season as Drake May has had, it kind of reminds me like last year, the one that Daniels had. I mean, kind of have to see more, and I don't know. We had an easy schedule a year ago, apparently, and the Patriots have had it this year. I think with what Stafford brings to the Rams, it's just – it's Hall of Fame worthy. I see a Hall of Fame player there. Even on a night like the other night against Atlanta where he had a couple turnovers, still badass. So,
yeah, I agree. No argument out of me.
Doc, it just, you know, obviously this is a bit of a selfish one. I am a JMU alum. But if you give me a minute, when you think about what just happened in 2025, in less than 2 years, JMU Bloomington campus, led by Coach Cignetti, and 15 transfers that were taken from our 23 team, is the number one team in the country, won the Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in two short years, Bob Chesney comes down from Holy Cross, rebuilds his program in record time, and gets us to the college football playoff for the first time in only our fourth year at BCS, FBS.
FCS, yeah.
And, you know, and now he's going to your Bruins. I think it's a great move. I think he reminds me of a young Dick Vermeil. And
I say it a lot.
I think you're going to love that guy. And I just feel like for a little program in the Shenandoah Valley, and your boy Steve Buckhamp can back me up on that.
Oh, I know. Buck has been hitting me up big time. I love the pride. And the fact that, you know, Gary Clark and they've had outstanding athletes that have been through there and that have done a great job. David Lee. There's a lot of them in the DMV.
Yeah, Charles Haley,
so feel proud.
You know, for sure. So I just feel like when you see Indiana play, that kid Surratt, their stud big wide out.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw him play for Madison, I said to my buddy I'm watching the game with, okay, that kid's playing on Sundays, no question. Sometimes you just know.
They did a good job. Up against the clock, brother. I appreciate you. It's 4:45 in the nation's capital.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.